CBS FM, Shannon in the Morning. A lot of people may not know this, but CBS FM is basically celebrating its 50th anniversary on the air as an oldie station.
This year, yep.
And I know when I first moved here, I would listen to CBS FM because I kind of grew up on a lot of the music they played.
Right.
And as time went by, you know, the station evolved.
Yeah, well, the music had to evolve because time passed and the stuff everybody wanted to listen to at one point became things that their parents were listening to. So,
and also, a lot of when they first started, they were playing 50s and 60s music.
Right.
And to be honest with you, those people kind of aged out of, you know, wanting to hear that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They got old and they wanted to, a lot of people still wanted to hear doo-wop. And a lot of people actually that were early listeners are no longer around.
Right, right.
And then there was the advertising community, Patty.
Yeah, the advertising community loves to play to people, you know, 25 to 54 and are kind of in that age range. And so, because that those are the folks that go out and try new items, and so they're buying. So
when I was a kid, I fell in love with pop music, you know, very early. I was 11 or 12 years old when I first, you know, heard.
Bought a 45?
Yeah, I bought my first. I could only buy like one or two a week. I had a paper route.
What were they? Like, how much did they cost back?
99 cents.
Okay, that's not bad.
And then I distinctly remember back then you didn't have the internet. You know, I read in the newspaper that there had been a plane crash out in, let's see, it was Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
And they lost three of my favorite singers had been killed.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize that was, like, those guys were your guys. Wow.
Yeah, well, I liked all these early rock and roll stars.
Sure,
at the time.
Of course.
And then you know, you figure out that these people that you knew from the radio were no longer going to be recording. Three of the biggest stars at that time were killed, and it was on this day, February 3rd.
Ah.
And they called it the day the music died.
Hello, baby. Chantilly lace had a pretty face and a ponytail hanging down. Wiggle in the walk and a giggle in the talk. Make the world go round.
February 3rd, 1959.
And you went to that site, didn't you?
Yeah, eventually.
Where it crashed.
Buddy Holly, the Big Bopper, and Richie Valens all passed away, and it became known as the day the music died.
Long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep. I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.